Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The second baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Cliff Cook. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the New York Mets, Robert Lane Miller. And now, play ball. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Throneberry. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Will moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Chacon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brock hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas strikes out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buell strikes out. 1 out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grammas is 0 for 1 in the game. Grammas hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Grammas reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cook hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canizzaro takes first base on ball 4. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Miller bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Grammas covering, for the out. Canizzaro moves to second. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Canizzaro moves to third. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon misplays the ball. That's an error on Chacon. Brock moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Canizzaro fields it and throws to first for the out. Brock scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn who is chasing the ball. Bertel reaches third base with a triple. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chacon is 0 for 1 in the game. Chacon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Chacon moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas bunts towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Buell covering. Safe. Chacon moves to third. Woodling moves to second. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chacon tags and scores. 1 out. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodling tags and scores. Thomas tags and moves to third. Neal tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canizzaro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Canizzaro hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. Will hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Will reaches second base with a double. Alex Gramas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gramas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gramas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Will moves to third. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Elio Chacon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chacon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chacon takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Chacon moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chacon scores. Woodling moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thornberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thomas. Santo moves to second. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santos scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Mets. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burkell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Burkell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. Craig Anderson now pitching. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Canizaro to Thomas. The throw back to home, and Rogers is out at the plate. Burkell moves to second. 2 outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buell is 0 for 2 in the game. Buell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Will is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Canizaro takes first base on ball 4. Cook moves to second. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gramas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gramas hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Mets, 3. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vinegar Bend Mizell now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chacon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chacon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bertel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bertel bunts towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Neal covering, for the out. Rogers moves to second. One out. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Bob Buell. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McKnight is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Will batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Will is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Will takes first base on ball 4. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Grammas hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Don Cardwell now pitching. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Canizaro takes first base on ball 4. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mizell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0 for 4 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 4 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. the Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chacon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chacon hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grama scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.